Harper Audio presents Murder in Matera, a true story of passion, family, and forgiveness in southern Italy by Helene Stepinski. This is the author. For Wendell, Dean, and Paulina. And in that place of abundance, believing he had been wronged, he ate the fruit to his great regret. His eternal damnation. Serafino della Salandra, Adamo Caduto, or Adam Fell, 1647. Part 1. Plea. Chapter 1. All the knots come to the comb. Vita was a murderess. She took a life and ran. Maybe she shot, maybe she stabbed. No one was sure, but she took a life and ran. She left her husband behind and crossed the Atlantic Ocean with her little boys, running from the crime. She made a home in the first place she found, an industrial city of train tracks and smokestacks and horse-drawn carriages with manure in the streets, where the bonfires burned as high as the rooftops on election night. In the end, she got hers. Boy, did she get hers. She paid the ultimate price. Ma would tell me about Vita as we sat in our bright yellow kitchen in Jersey City, New Jersey, circa 1969. As she spoke, she cooked sauce on the stove, slowly turning the red bubbling lava inside the pot with a big metal spoon, meatballs bobbing at the top. She'd dip some crusty Italian bread in the pot and give me a taste, the hot sauce burning.